Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Number two, Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Great to be here. Happy Redemption Thursday. How you doing out there, kids? Right. All right. Hey, man, did you know? I bet you did. I don't know why I didn't. It could be the West Coast thing, could be, or Pacific Northwest thing. I don't know. But I was surprised when Geno Smith came in for Russell Wilson. I didn't know he was still in the league.
Nor did I.
I thought he was out of the league like ages ago.
He was drafted the same year as EJ, if memory serves. So he's had quite the career. He's got the pension built up, right?
Yeah. That is crazy. No, he's made plenty of money to be in the league this long. But I just remember him being a bust. Really kind of revealed itself pretty quickly. And then I thought, oh, well, he's out of the league. I had no idea my man was just hanging out for the last decade.
I have not paid attention at all. Is that MRI that came back on Russell not good? Is he?
No, he's not going to. Looks like Geno's going to start, and,
wow.
and I think it's the first time, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Wilson has made 149 consecutive regular season starts, which is rather remarkable. You got to give him credit. That's a little Iron Man in him. But yeah, that's it. He's not going to be able to play. I didn't realize that. Golly. I'm waking up to a new reality. Geno Smith is in the league, Tom, and he's going to be starting this weekend.
That happens every so often where you're like, that dude is still going.
Oh, it happens a lot. Like if teams carry a third quarterback is when you notice it the most.
Well, that's where the outcry for a certain quarterback was loud and clear. That Joe Webb just got signed off the street. What is Joe Webb doing?
Joe Webb.
Getting signed off the street.
I thought he was dead. Yeah, no, it's shocking. I was reading an article during the break. I was kind of skimming an article during the break, and it was noting that he gets his shot. He's been a loyal backup quarterback for a long, long time, and it's a critical juncture for the Seahawks, who are sitting at 2-3. They're going to need him to play well. And
it's time to let Geno cook.
Let's go, buddy. But 149 consecutive starts. You know, it always gets talked about. Of course, the Bucs play tonight. Which I think you can hear right here, right? On 93.3 Real Talk Radio, right? We got Bucks.
That's correct.
Tonight. Yeah. So what I was going to tell you is it gets talked about all the time. Does the Tom Brady, 44 years old, streak of however many years and all that, I mean, how you know, will he play till he's 50?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that every record that you once held sacred in the NFL in terms of passing numbers – will be shattered in the foreseeable future by any of the younger players that have a bright future. Because of the way the game has changed, they will not have to have played till they're 44 to reach some of these numbers. You know, like a Justin Herbert, for example, is already lighting it up, and he is very young. And the rules in place are obviously pro quarterback.
If they wish to play that long, though, the money is so good and so guaranteed that the longevity factor, that also comes into play. Like, how comfortable do you have to be? Justin Herbert is in line if the Chargers want to pay him market value, and by market I'm saying based off of Patrick Mahomes, to make it in the neighborhood of $500 million with maybe $300 guaranteed. I mean, that's going to be absurd.
And yes.
Real quick, do you want to guess how long ago it was that Tom Brady hurt his knee in the first game of the season?
Well, I had him that year. I drafted him. Was that in 2012?
2008.
Wow.
It was in the first half of his career.
It felt like that wasn't that long ago. That is nuts.
He was 7 of 11 that day in Kansas City for 76 yards.
Yeah.
And
yep.
That was it.
That was it. That's all. And then it comes all the way back because I have him this year, and he's been killing it. Love it. Every week I can realize it. Come on, big dog. Let's go.
He was the only pick to make in Tampa. there are too many weapons. You don't know where the ball is going to go
right.
week to week,
yeah,
but you know that Brady's going to be throwing it.
Yeah, I got a friend who was like, oh, what do I take? Do I take Godwin or Evans? I'm like, oh, neither. You don't want either. And because 1 week you're going to love them, the next week you're going to be like, damn it, man. Because, yeah, it's about matchup, and they have so many weapons with Antonio Brown and obviously Godwin and Evans. And, you know, I am excited tonight to watch. Do we get anything out of O.J. Howard? Tonight?
You got two catches last week.
For 19 yards. Do we get anything out of O.J. Howard tonight? Let's hope that's the reality. I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, tonight's a night where you go to page 12 of the playbook, right? And you just open up some weird stuff. Philly's coverage game is not that good. They're okay.
Let it
stopping
fly.
The run.
Throw it all over the lot, baby.
It's all about containing Jalen Hurts inside the pocket. That's the key to this game. Don't get crazy. We run around like we got our hair on fire at all times.
Phil wants to know if there's any softball news. I think there is. I just saw, one of our former players has been named the head softball coach for Team Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Kaylee Rafter.
Okay.
I
was in the coaches club for this program, and I don't remember that name, but it's a recent development.
Volunteer coach Kaylee Rafter has been named the head coach of the Canadian softball national team. There you go.
That's
right here
really
on the chat.
Cool.
You ask about the softball team, and boom, Johnny on the spot. I just read something. There you go.
There you go. Well, there's a connection with Lonnie there. She was a part of that staff for the Olympics, so that's pretty cool.
She's very excited. Obviously, you can read her quotes. Go to Seminoles.com. It's not my job to tell you that, but there you go. You can go.
A footnote on Russell Wilson. Apparently, he's out 4 to 8 weeks. One of our commenters, Never Lose Your Nerd, says that, and I believe him because he's a Rams fan. So
yeah,
he would pay attention to that development.
He's kind of pleased,
yeah,
right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Well, they're in trouble. This is not ideal.
I was about to say they're in trouble, Mike, and the Gruden voice
you
is probably it's an ill taste these days.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously what he did is not good, but you imitating the voice is not bad.
Oh, well. Now Mike's like, what was he thinking about
that? Yeah. Oh, man.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, sadly, that is the reality a lot of people are thinking about after reading that.
Well, the irony is he's in trouble, right? ESPN's breaking it in halftime of Monday Night Football. They're talking about it. Adam Schefter's going in depth about the emails, and it's like, guys, he was working for you.
He was working for ESPN, like, yeah.
They're not putting that part in the lower third. I don't know why.
Well,
while employed at ESPN,
yeah.
Gruden was rifling off emails left and right from his quarterback lab.
They should, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect ESPN in the sense that they're not in control of John Gruden's bigoted views. You know, they can just say, well, he was working.
You think if he was working with NBC Sports, it might not be a part of the story for ESPN?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know
why he was working on Sunday Night Football without Michaels.
I don't know why you would avoid noting who he was working for at the time. It's not damning that he was working for anybody. It's damning what he said.
Well, the follow-up question is, so nobody heard anything like that?
According to everybody that's ever played for him and or worked with him, like Tirico, the answer is a resounding no. Nobody did. I believe that's probably true. Do you think John was walking around the football practice field to uttering certain
words? The football practice field, no, but you never know in a production meeting. I mean, you know,
he's with Tirico on it. He's like, hey, Tirico. I don't think so.
It's amazing how people categorize the things they say, though. Like,
yeah.
Because the email, in a way, is more permanent and damaging.
Well, it's, yes. Yeah. But,
so, like, for him, that was like, that's a no-brainer. I could rifle off an email here to Bruce. You know, like, what are you?
Obviously, there's so many levels of stupid there.
John.
Here you go. Picks. I threw them out there to start the show. I throw them out here for the start of the second hour. I got Nebraska, who's been good to me. Now, they don't always win the game, but they cover. They've been a covering machine. Nebraska -4.5 versus Minnesota.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
Minnesota. There you go.
That's good.
That was a
good
one. That was solid today.
Are we going to do a breakdown of Golden Gopher basketball at some point?
No. No, we're not. Texas A&M -9.5 against Mizzou. That Missouri defense can go to hell. It's cost me a couple wagers this year. Now I'm on the other side of every Mizzou game. Well, they're awful.
So that's a spite pick, or is that actually on your card?
Oh, no, that's on my card. A&M could name their score. I will. Here's the thing. When Tennessee scored 28 points in the first 16 minutes of that game last week, I was like, well, okay.
Meanwhile, Jim was like, Eureka!
Yeah.
I got it!
I found it! Got him!
Just run smash!
Let's go! Purdue versus Iowa, under 44. Two good defenses there. Western Kentucky's a good offense. Old Dominion's not good at anything. Give me the over 66 in that one. There it is.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
Texas Tech -16.5 against Kansas. Yeah, go to hell, Kansas, every week.
Woo!
Stanford minus two against Washington State on the road, and Pullman there. Kansas State and Iowa State, another case of defense rules the day, under 51.5. Oddly, I could pull the Urban Meyer, and not in that way. I had a dream about the...
there's a lot of things that you could do if you're pulling an Urban Meyer. Most of them are not good.
This is me talking about a dream that I had, just like he did, where God told him that, the safety was going to need to come to Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually a Zoom call of a dream, because Russell Wilson and Urban were talking to God, because they've all heard God's voice.
Right, they've talked about it, yes. Kansas State and Iowa State, I had a dream about that game. That's true, I did have a dream about that game. I think it's because it was one of the last things I read before I went to bed. I was doing a little homework, and then I dreamt I was going to that game. And I thought, and it was funny because in the dream.
So it wasn't a nightmare.
No. In the dream, as I was walking into the stadium, I think it was you, but like the face I couldn't see your face, but there was a person walking next to me that I was going to the game with. And I really do think I was talking to you. And I said, as we were going in, why'd we choose this game in the dream? And I woke up before you or whomever it was could answer, because it was 5:30 and my eyes opened and whatever happened. But I was walking, and it's the right question. My brain was in the right place, because we always talk about wanting to go to a game, during Florida State's bye week. And one year we're going to go up to LSU. One year we're going to go to Auburn. One year we're going to go out to Washington. Then we're going to go to a Texas game. Then we're always saying this thing, and then we never do it.
Like we're Howard Dean.
Yeah, and we never do it. And then you and I are walking in, at least in the dream, to Kansas State, Iowa State. And I rightfully said, why the hell did we pick this game? I mean, like, we would be furious with one another. Like, how did we ever get to the past the planning stage for this? Like, if you came to me and said, Jeff, hey, listen, I know we're always talking about it. Why don't we roll up there and catch that Iowa State, Kansas State game? I mean, what the hell is wrong with you?
You know, at some point, when we develop that unlimited budget that we're looking for, we could, 1 week a season, just put in a random simulator, and we'll put this out live as it happens. So we're like, oh my God, where are we going?
Yeah, I like it.
Any game, every game.
Well, we just upgraded our equipment, and once we have that mastered, we really could do that.
Yes, we could.
We should throw it on.
And you could send us there.
Yeah. That would be great, right?
If only you'd stayed asleep by another 15 more seconds, you would have learned that it was Gary Busey that you were walking with and not me.
That would have been awesome. I'm going to the
game. Why not?
I'm going to the K-State Iowa State game with Gary Busey. This is amazing. I'd be like Rip Torn or something. Like, holy moly, this is going to get loose. I went under K-State Iowa State. Bucks Eagles tonight. Give me the Buccos -6.5. I got Green Bay -4.5 against Chicago, and Kansas City -6.5 against Washington. As an aside, I'm never comfortable if my NFL picks feature the favorite in every one of them. I like to usually be on the other side. I like getting points in NFL games, but this just feels right today. You can't, each card is different. Each card is unto itself. You can't worry about your feelings in this situation. I like those games comfortably, so there you go.
What do you feel most comfortable about in your NFL card? Those three games.
Green Bay -4.5 against Chicago.
Okay. All right.
I mean, really, can you picture Chicago hanging in there?
No, it seems like Green Bay has, gotten
found
it together.
Found itself, yeah.
That's what they do. They go away and they come back.
I mean, I would watch, any game, by the way, back to our point, if we want to go to one of these other games, and we want to do this.
Oh, you
for next
like
year,
this idea.
I'm going to push it. Yeah, I'm going to push it. Gene's going to pay for us to go out there. It's going to be awesome. Right. Gene, if you're listening.
So I'm going to have you cover Iowa State, Jeff. All right.
Off to Ames I go. So what I'm telling you is.
Maybe it's for the Cy-Hawk Trophy.
That would be outstanding. Although they played this year
in Ames. Yeah.
And lost to Iowa again, because that's what that guy does always. I would tell you that, yes. The idea of the simulator, and then we bring our roadcasters, and we go and we have fun and we do a show from there. There's real value in this. We interact with the fans. We figure out what their traditions are. We have a little tailgate with those folks. What if we end up going to like a North Dakota State game or something like that? Wouldn't that be something?
It would be something. Yeah,
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah,
you do too. You know it. We should do it.
You'd have to do it during a bye week, though, right?
Yeah, of course. You'd have to do it for a bye week.
I mean, we could do Tallahassee game day from Dakota. I mean, I suppose we could.
We could absolutely do it. And then we could talk about, and we would have, there'd be video content. People would be getting interesting stuff.
I guess our pal Danny would have to freeze dry the Zaxby's and send him up so that we could set that up as part of the platter.
Those are the wagers for the weekend. It was tough to come up with 10. I don't love the college card as much. I'm going to sit down and do more work today. I am interested, as the weekend goes, and we talk about the actual games and not the gambling. Do we get another steamroll job from Georgia over undefeated Kentucky? Mark Stoops, by the way, in talking to the guy that covers Kentucky, I told him that, you know, we covered Mark Stoops when he was here, and we enjoyed kind of interacting with him. I always thought he was a solid guy. Mark has built, if you look at Kentucky's offensive and defensive lines, very good. Very, very good. Very, very physical. That number is huge. I mean, when it first came out, it was over 24 points. It's now 22. But, I mean, don't we feel like that game is going to be shortened because both teams are going to want to run the football and both teams are physical? And yeah, that, I mean, that feels under to me. And that also feels like a big number.
Well, is the cocktail party next week? I think it is, isn't it? Oh, it's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, two weeks.
So
yeah,
both these teams are on a bye. I was looking for that advantage where it's like, you know, in a good place in the schedule. Georgia has played a couple of meaningful games in a row in terms of the Arkansas game is a top 10 matchup, so you're going to get fired up for that. And then it's technically,
boat race that ass.
It's a rivalry game against Auburn. So you come back for a game, maybe you're a little bit more
boat
beleaguered
race that ass.
Than LSU. You know, that's where Kentucky's coming off of is just routing LSU. So maybe Kentucky's a little fresher. I don't know. I'm looking for ways to find it, but I
hope
don't see it.
I'd like to see a game. I'm just hoping it's a game. I got a question for you. If Mac, I thought about this on the way over today. Max Johnson, Brad Johnson's son, really about the best thing going right now at LSU. They don't have a lot. They have a lot of injuries, and now the losses are mounting. They have a lot of ill will towards Edo,
man,
who will be going.
Where are you going with this?
So if Max Johnson decided,
oh dude,
to come to Florida State,
we just got done praising Jordan Travis and saying maybe you've got a long term solution.
I'm saying if Max Johnson wanted to come to Florida State, I'm asking the question out loud. Would you be excited about that? Would you embrace him with open arms and say, all right, let's go?
No, I don't know that I'd be excited.
Oh, man, he's a player now.
I understand in theory he is, but then you're going to set yourself
come
behind.
Come on home, Max.
Oh, dude. All right, so we just had Jordan Travis' best career performance.
So what?
Oh, there we go. So there's the honest response.
So what?
So what,
I can
says.
Get.
Okay.
I can get a guy that can run every aspect of the offense. What are we doing? Why wouldn't I do that?
You're already trading him. You're already done.
I'm saying if that happens, if it opens up. How about this?
Oh.
Okay. Let's
you're
play
actively
the game.
Shopping. You're actively shopping is what you're doing.
Because LSU is a dumpster fire. I'm looking at them just like I'm looking at Miami and other places, and I want to steal their players. It's about us. How do we get better quicker? I think Max Johnson helps you.
Okay, he might, but I don't want to answer that question. Just like the Fuller questions about, you know, did he save his job? Like, it's way too soon. Look how much season is left to go. Let's see if Jordan, after the bye week, continues this trend.
Oh, UMass sucks. He's gonna do great things against UMass.
I'm saying the second half of the season. Okay. I'm not judging Fuller's future and Travis' future on the UMass game.
I'm saying if all of a sudden there were whispers, say Brad Johnson called and said, listen.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, you'd finally get to talk to your hero. So
it's too late.
I should text Brad. I've got him in there. I can talk to Brad.
For years.
I should say, Brad, hey, man, what are we doing? LSU's a mess. You know it is. Let's go. Come on back home, baby. Get your boy to come back here. The point is, you want depth and you want competition. If Jordan Travis is good enough, he'll beat out Max Johnson. But if he's not, he won't. Fine.
Yes.
Also, I'm not saying let's bring Bo Nix's sorry ass in here. I'm saying Max.
I'm saying let's wait and see for the end of the season before the locker room dynamic after Jordan Travis has a good, let's just say he has a good second half to the season, might be different and may not be able to take another transfer coming in because you just settled the position. I'm sure the McKenzie thing wasn't that easy either. Jordan has beaten that and cleared that hurdle.
Well, that, yeah.
There's six more games to go before I'm willing to commit to going elsewhere. Let's just see what he's got.
It's just a question. I'm just saying, if it happened that Brad Johnson called and said, hey, we're looking for a landing spot, what better place than Florida State University, where I shined as a student athlete myself, and you know, might you be interested in a kid that can probably run every facet of your offense there,
here,
Mike?
I thought the heat would be off of Jordan on this show for 2 weeks. We go into the bye week after he goes 11-13,
played
is the
great.
Highest grade quarterback in the country.
He played great.
I thought we'd be cool for a couple of weeks, but we're still shopping. All right.
I'm all saying right. That LSU program's got quite a few players that I'd be interested in. I'm not worried about people's feelings. I'm recruiting over people. I'm doing whatever I can to become a much better program faster. I hate the wait. I don't like this 3-year rebuild. I know it is. I know it's a total rebuild. I got it. But if all of a sudden something falls in your lap because you got a legacy who's proven, he's shown he's got ability, a lot of it, and he says, I'm interested. I'm getting the hell out of this sinking ship that is Coach O and the LSU Tigers.
How much of a statue is he? Is he like his old man?
No, he can move a little bit. No, I'm not saying he's, you know, he's not. Nobody runs like Jordan Travis, maybe in all of college football, but that's not the point.
So are we projecting that this offensive line is going to be above average next year or not?
Yeah, I think you got three core.
Above average.
I mean, it'll be average. You got three core. They run for 200 yards a game right now. They've got
their
three
pass
core.
Protection is ass.
It is ass. It'll get better. You don't think Maurice Smith, fully healthy, makes this offensive line better? You don't think that obviously we keep talking about it, but Robert Scott is getting better and better as he gets healthier. Williams, you've got three guys.
Yeah, better.
Dylan
yes.
Gibbons is back. Okay, buddy, we're rocking and rolling around these parts. We just need a
better. Yes, but does it arrive at the threshold where you want somebody who is not as mobile as Jordan Travis or AJ Duffy could be your Chubba Purdy?
I don't know if Chubba can play. We've been waiting for it.
Well, we're talking about mobility factor. That's what I'm saying.
I'm certainly not worried about Chubba's feelings if he decides.
If Jordan continues to run the read option the way he's running it, I like our chances with this offense. Now, let's see if he can stay healthy for a month and a half after the bye week.
Again, if you're dedicated to running this offense for now, you certainly do eliminate certain other players saying yes at the skill positions to you.
Not necessarily. They've messaged consistently that they can win with any different kind.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what wide receiver, if we dedicate ourselves to running this, is going to be real excited about coming to Florida State?
And somebody wants to get wide open because we're going to be able to run that system.
You get a shot play here and there, and that's it. I don't know, man. I'm saying you got to look at all your options. Anybody is replaceable. You got to look at all your options. If Max Johnson decided he wanted to come to Florida State, I'm listening. I'm not. Jordan had his first real good game. Real good game against a real opponent. He played great. He did. He played great. I'm talking about this year.
I hear you. I'm just saying, like, I might even agree with you in a month's time, maybe in 3 weeks' time, but I'm willing to put my sword down on that particular issue for the moment. I don't need to rattle the saber.
It occurred to me, because LSU is a mess and they're going to get stomped this weekend by Florida in all likelihood, and, you know, at that point, it only gets louder. Maybe he starts shopping now. Maybe he starts looking.
Oh, you are, yeah.
He starts looking. Oh, I'll pick off several players.
Who needs Black Friday savings? I'm looking now.
I'll take him. I'll take a couple linebackers. I'll take some of these recruits over here. I'm taking.
Have you heard of this extension on Google you can use? It's called Honey. It gives you a discount at the counter.
I'm taking everybody. I'm like, we got this guy. We got this guy. Because the other thing is, and it's true, the part that I have a hard time with. And listen, Jordan played great, and I hope he does keep getting better. And he's worked hard, and I don't have anything against the kid.
Are you sure?
I am sure. But he is injury prone. I mean, there's no getting around that. My man will get injured with the quickness. So I don't like having to worry about that every damn day.
I agree. I don't like worrying about that either, but we've got a whole nother slate of games where we can assess.
There you go, Melissa. There you go, Melissa. She's cutthroat like me. This gives next man up a whole new meaning, and I'm here for it too, Jeff. There you go,
yeah,
Melissa.
Certainly with kickers, right, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm ready. It's something we Noles have to think about.
Man.
You could have a legacy who wants to come home. He's stuck in Baton Rouge on a sinking ship.
Yeah, here comes the PR firm.
I'm saying
this is something.
He's looking around. There's chaos all around him. Coach is about to get
chaos
fired.
To the left of him. Chaos to the right of him.
He says, I don't know. I've always loved the Garnet and Gold, Dad. That situation was all wrong for us when I first came out, but it looks so right now, Dad. Can I go home? Will you call them, Dad? And Brad's, I'll call him, son. I'll call. Mike's picking up that phone. A, because it's Brad Johnson. But then B, he wants to hear. Max, you want to be part of what we're doing here? It's an offense for playmakers.
This all could be true, but there is no Laurel resting here whatsoever. Jordan Travis, understand this. On this program, you are never safe, no matter what you do. Ever.
That's not true.
What? What could he possibly do?
Went out. If you win out, Jordan, I'll leave you alone.
No, you won't.
oh, if he beat Clemson on the road, if they beat Florida, they'd take down Miami and end this silly losing streak.
Thank God that slap he got through this schedule. Clemson was down this year. Florida quit on Mullen.
Yeah,
Miami's firing their coach.
Could well be.
Hey, I'm glad we cashed it in. Let's use that cachet to go get a real quarterback.
Let's bring in Max Johnson and A.J. Duffy. This quarterback room is, hey, Jordan, don't you want to compete? I mean, you've put together a hell of a resume here in the second half of the season. It's you, it's Max, it's AJ. Let's get it on.
You won't back off.
I mean, you just gave me the ammunition. It's the Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So really quickly, this is a very short segment because we got to get to solving the future. My friends at ISF, we'll do that in a moment. I think I just did the last segment. I think I've helped solve some of our future. And listen, you know, it may very well be that Max Johnson makes his way to Tallahassee and Spencer Rattler makes his way to Tallahassee. And the next thing you know, you got a quarterback room with AJ Duffy and you've got Spencer Rattler, you've got Max Johnson, you've got A.J. Duffy. Did I already say A.J.? Jordan Travis.
Yeah. We can tell your priorities.
And those guys are all fighting it out. May the best man win. What a quarterback battle that is. Now, admittedly, this would no doubt come at the expense of the great Tate Rodemaker. He'd be long gone at that point. That's just too many people to try to beat out. And you might lose Chubba Purdy. Since we've never really had him, that you know, I think people would live.
Well, the UMass game, can we see some live ammo?
That's for real too. Yeah, I'd love to see that. Hey, I want to do this since it's a short segment. I had the good fortune yesterday, and this is just semi-serious in the sense that I want the information to get out there. So when we were at our last station, when we worked at ESPN, we did a lot with my friends at the Guardian Ad Litem, and I've always taken great pride in that because this community has stepped up huge when we've asked them to in order to help out and advocate for Florida's children. It's near and dear to my heart for a lot of reasons, and I've talked about it for, you know, in the past, but I'm not going to get into that now. The bottom line is when that station sold and we were no longer working for ESPN and we were able to work out a deal here to work at 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant, .com and all this stuff that we do, it's been great. It's been a nice landing spot, and we hope again to do the bowling tournament this year. We're going to definitely do that. I talked with Deborah of the Guardian Ad Litem here in Tallahassee. Of course, they work with the Big Ben. They work with Leon, Jefferson, Gadsden, Franklin, Liberty, Wakulla, all those counties. They help kids. They advocate for kids there. These are kids in bad shape and really tough lives, and they don't get to engage in the childhood the way that we were fortunate enough to. So anyhow, I talked to her, and she was so excited to find out that we landed on our feet and that we wanted to do this bowling tournament again. So you guys are going to be hearing about that, and we're going to probably do this, I think, the first week of December. So put that on your calendars, everybody. Just kind of maybe put it in your notes or something. If you want to be part of that, we'll be telling you the details, and we'll let you know where
and
what's needed. Yeah, I mean, this is just something I wanted to get out there. It's always great around the holiday season. We're able to help out these kids and help out the Guardian Ad Litem, who does all the hard work to help these kids and advocate for these kids and represent these kids in court and everywhere else. So it's great. And we're gonna try to do some stuff with them here coming up.
It's amazing how fast that stuff comes upon you, too. Yeah. I was just talking to a couple of friends today. Actually, I was out at Metro. And when you're in the bye week, that's the time to plan for the holidays. Because if you don't, the next thing you know, it just happens. You're playing Florida. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, my God, I got to go down for Thanksgiving. And once you're in Thanksgiving, it's too late. Way too late. So it's a good idea to make a mental note right now for the first week of December.
Mental note. We're going to be doing some stuff with them, and I really look forward to it. And then I think there's some other things we can do. You'll be hearing probably a PSA here real soon that I'll put together that lets people know that if you want to volunteer, if you are, you know, you want to volunteer and help advocate for these kids, they need the help. In particular, they need male volunteers. They don't get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And this last year, we were fortunate enough to spark some interest, and they got some people to sign up, and it makes all the difference. You know, young males in this program oftentimes haven't had good male role models, and so they need these guys. And a lot of people have stepped up in the last year, and it just I beam with pride when I hear about it. So just something to think about. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Solve for the future here in just a second. Speaking of which, I guess we were very serious about it last week and the week before, and we talked about during this segment, solve the future with our friends at ISF. And we talked basketball last week because we were in such a miserable place. And then the Noles went out and won, and they solved the future pretty adeptly, right? They figured it out, cogent game plan, stuck to it, got down 10-0. Next thing you know, rattling off whatever it was, 21 straight points, get you some. And it was all behind, obviously, Tom's hero, Jordan Travis, who played.
I see how this is going.
No.
Yep.
No, it was great. It was great to see. If you don't know about ISF, they help state governments solve the future using strategy, process, and technology. It's 40 years in business, worked 18 different states. They're local, but they're also nationwide for state and local agencies serving millions of citizens. They've worked with state agencies like yours, if you're out there listening, taking on projects and challenges across the landscape of technology. Look, they make it much more efficient. They use your expertise. They get their focus together with your expertise and theirs, and you'll attain much better efficiency, which is the key here. You want to get things done. You guys have goals. You have dreams. You have ways of helping people, and state government workers work hard that way. So ISF is who you want to reach out to. You can check them out at ISF.com. For me, I was only half kidding when I talked about Max Johnson, Tom. I do think whatever you can do to expedite this process would be a relief for all of us. And the number one thing you have to do is fill this roster with better players and create competition. Competition is everything. Do you get the depth? Because you can avoid a 4-year or 3.5-year rebuild and get it to, say, 2.5 years if you can just elevate, A, the floor with talent, and then, B, the competition is everything. And you see that in some areas on this team where they have competition in the secondary. Look at Knowles already. Going to get a start. It's a kid that has played so well, came right in, willing to compete, pushed some of the veteran players. That's what you have to see all over this roster.
That's not a surprise, though, is it?
No,
you know, that he's
great.
A player?
Yeah, yeah.
He already had the instincts way back in the spring. You're like, oh, man, all right, that guy knows at least how to get downhill and play fast. Now, there are probably some idiosyncrasies to the position and some of the coverages that they've got rules and things like that that he didn't master
yet.
And that's
right
why
there.
He hadn't seen the field.
Yeah.
But you love to see when a young player who looks like they are the part starts to play up to that ability. That's part of it is it goes back to continuity and development. Now, that's not me stumping for Adam Fuller necessarily to be back next year. I don't know. This second half of the season is going to tell you the future and how Mike Norvell is going to solve it on the defensive staff.
Yeah,
it really
correct.
Is.
I think that's correct, yes. And I think he's taken a big step forward into retaining his job. You know, by the way.
But you're seeing guys that are on the field with confidence now. The thinking steps are fewer than they were.
That's exciting, by the way. And I don't know of anybody, whether they liked the hire or not at the time, whether or not it was their choice or not, I don't know that anybody that wants to keep having to change out coaches. And I'm talking about from the head man on down. You want to develop. If you're trying to solve for the future, continuity helps. You want to keep people around and have a consistent voice. Somebody that you know day in and day out, you're going to be working with. This is their vision for the defense in the case of Adam Fuller. This is what we run. This is how we run it. These are your rules. These are your principles. Even if we're having a hard time as we did through the first four games, I'm telling you, this works. This is what we do. You want that consistency. You want that discipline. So my point to that would be, let's hope that he's able to retain his job, because it means Florida State's defense plays better and more consistent football.
Well, that's the thing. You want to replace coaches when they're picked up by another university.
Correct.
Because they're hired for a better position,
highly
a better job.
Highly sought after, yes.
That's the one thing that I marvel at about Alabama and the coordinator lack of continuity, the turnover, the attrition at that particular group of coaches. Where, like Clemson, they'll pay everybody a king's ransom to hang around for as long as possible. And they've been lucky in that regard that it's good enough money, and maybe the aspirations for some of those coaches aren't to take the next big thing now. It's to stick around and be with the program. But the binder or whatever computer program and file they have for how to hand off responsibilities at Alabama is something that if I was a hacker...
You'd want to know, yeah.
Like, where is that particular process? I understand on defense how it's a lot easier because Nick has his way of doing things.
He's got his hands on it. Also, it helps when you've got 65 coaches.
It does. There's no doubt, but you still have to have the hierarchy and the principles so that these players who are still there, not everybody leaves immediately out of Alabama, so the players still continue to develop. They have figured it out better than any other program in America how to solve when they're losing their top guns, not named Nick Saban. That's an impressive feat, and that's where we want to get to. First, we want to be in a position where our coaches are getting hired away for more money prestige.
Yeah, the right reasons, absolutely. So that is solving the future. ISF understands the way that state government works. It's the whole spectrum of business processes, workflows, strategies, you name it, and they'll better leverage their expertise, your expertise, developing proven IT initiatives to support your successful work, I should say. So, do it. Solve the future with ISF.
And Max Johnson, apparently.
He's a guy that could help. It could help shape your future. Doesn't necessarily solve the future, but it could certainly help shape the direction in a positive light. I don't think that that's an outrageous take of mine today. I think that you would welcome him in as well. I think you would. I don't think they're so fragile that they couldn't handle that. Now, again, your point about him, meaning Jordan, getting better and better and better, and if that continues to move down that path, maybe you're not desperate in that, in that search at quarterback. Maybe you're looking elsewhere to add that depth that I'm talking about. And if it so happens somebody falls into your lap that's a really good player, then maybe you think about it. I'm not saying that right now I would be actively pursuing this other guy. I am saying...
You're saying that you are, but maybe they shouldn't be, right?
I'm taking the phone call if Max Johnson... If Brad Johnson calls me about Max Johnson wanting to come to Florida State, and I'm just... That is out of thin air, by the way. I don't know that. People know I know Brad, so maybe they're probably kind of inferring. They think I'm... No, I'm not doing that. I have not talked to Brad about this. I have no... That's just totally out of the blue. It just occurred to me.
And it made you feel better than the current situation. Clearly.
I just thought that the LSU situation's a mess, and they've got a lot of players, not just Max Johnson. They got a lot of guys that I'd be welcoming on in particular offensive linemen, if they wanted to make their way over to Tallahassee.
I agree with you there.
Well, I just think you got good players that are going to want to flee that situation, because that's an ugly deal.
Well, let's make our, like we're talking about with the coaching staff, you want them to be poached away because of the things we're doing right. You want players to come here not because there's an opportunity for playing time because we suck, because the culture is something that they want to be a part of.
Right. Well, that's what Jermaine Johnson did, who we were lauding earlier. He's a guy that...
He's special, man.
He believed in Norvell. He believed in what this coaching staff told him, and he liked that they weren't selling him a bag of goods about winning championships or anything like that. He liked that they appealed to him just, hey, we think you're a hell of a football player. Obviously, there's a great chance for you to play, but we also want you to teach these other guys what it means to work every day.
He could get cut before his rookie contract is over, and it still wouldn't matter because of the impact that he's potentially had for us. Like, no matter what happens with the program, he's made the most of the situation that he possibly could, and he's gone above and beyond in delivering on what he said he was going to do in the spring to the media at large, but in the personal conversation you had with him. He's done everything he possibly could to this point to advance the program. And for that, that makes him a special player. Let's hope that he actually gets the benefit of a few paychecks, not just the one he signs after his rookie deal.
He's going to do well. He's going to do well. I mean, he's got the body type. He's got the work ethic. He's got the strength and the speed. He's a good player. He's a nice, nice player. Been very productive. We'll come back, wrap it up, get to some of the baseball. We got baseball tonight. Woohoo! Football with the Bucks. Playoff baseball. You can't beat it. It's going to be a good Thursday. We'll come back in a moment.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, wrapping it up. Jeff Cameron Show, Redemption Thursday. Yes. Once again, what did I do with those things? There they are. I took Nebraska, Texas A&M, Purdue, Western Kentucky, Texas Tech, Stanford, Kansas State, Bucks, Green Bay, Kansas City. Those are the squads for Redemption Thursday. You want to see the numbers? It's been posted. I'll post it to Twitter after the show as well with the little menu item from our friends at the Metro Deli, so you'll see that as well. But, yeah, I kind of... Those picks have grown on me as the show has gone on. Okay. Yeah, they've grown on me as the show has gone on.
You like that card?
Yeah, I don't mind that card.
It's a pretty good card.
It's not a bad card. It's not a bad card. We endeavor to watch some baseball tonight. I'm looking forward to it, to marry with the Bucks game as well. And that's why we tell you that Probable is brought to you by our friends at North Florida Payroll Services, locally owned for nearly 15 years, offering payroll and HR services, including full online applicant onboarding and integration into payroll. Save your company money and headaches today. Head to NorthFloridaPayroll.com.
It's time for, how you say, with the pitching, probably?
You see here, Tom, I've got the North Florida Payroll hat rocking today, buddy. Big time.
You rock that well.
This hat suits me. I like this hat. Thank you. It's a comfortable cap. You know, I got to be honest with our friends at North Florida Payroll Services. Both those guys are awesome. When they gave us the hat, I thought, that's a nice gesture. I don't know that that hat's going to look good on me. Put it on. I was like, I love this hat. I just wear this on my own. Not even for promotional reasons. I just like the hat.
It's a good golf hat.
Yeah, it's a good hat. So you hit a winner there, guys. All right, let's get to, this would be, Dodgers-Giants, 9:07 p.m. This is what we hoped the series would be. Even, forced to a fifth game. We got everything we want. TBS, by the way, if you're wondering where to find it. Corey Knebel goes for the Dodgers, and Logan Webb, who was brilliant in his last outing, goes for the Giants. Who you got?
Man, the safe pick is to pick the Dodgers, because that lineup, I think they left 11 on base the other night, and they still boat race the Giants. Mm. So if that order has come to life, then it really doesn't matter. But the Giants have been a team of destiny the whole year.
Yeah, they've
completely
been amazing.
Outperforming expectations. And it's in San Francisco. Let's go with Buster and the Giants.
I'd like to see it. By the way, on Friday, which is already October the 15th tomorrow. That's crazy, isn't it?
That's getting right around the corner.
What are we doing? But tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Boston and Houston get after it. Minute Maid Park. With a couple of TBDs. We don't know.
Okay.
TBDs. Just thought I'd let you know. And then finally, Braves fans, you've been waiting on, and I'm with you. We'll find out who wins that aforementioned Dodgers-Giants game, and then Saturday, to be determined on the time for Saturday.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So we'll find out, but Braves play Saturday.
As I understand it, could be wrong, but as I understand it, division winner takes precedence over record. So if the Dodgers win tonight, the Braves would actually host, even though they were 20 games worse in the standings.
Yeah. It's a weird deal. Yeah. Hey, really quick shout-out to Tallahassee's own Hudson Swafford, who today is currently 5-under at the CJ Cup there at the Summit. This is a great course in Las Vegas, which I want you and I to play someday. I have seen it. It's awesome. But Hudson, of course, is from Tallahassee, so I bring that up. He's also on my fantasy team today.
There's the real reason. Couldn't care less about Hudson Swafford 51 weeks of the year.
Well, I took a flyer on him late. For a variety of reasons, he loves this grass, and it sounds like something I would say about Millar. For different reasons,
all of the above.
But I took him as my last pick because I thought I'll take somebody outside the box who probably has no chance to win, but could have a day. In the league that I play in, you get points and potato chips for winning days, for winning days, Tom. And he's having a winning day right now is what he's doing. He's having a winning day.
So he must have been out early in the morning.
Yeah, he's already played 13 holes. He's still out there now, and there's some other guys to come later that I'm excited to see.
You need a little double-double here. I hope you didn't jinx him.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I should have brought it up, but I did bring it up, and damn it. Come on, Tallahassee's own Hudson Swafford. Hang in there, buddy.
Do it for Tallahassee and no other reason.
Yeah, that's it. It's just Tallahassee. That's all I'm rooting for. I've also got a couple old men. Well, I got Louis Oosthuizen in this event, too. Come on, Louis. Let's go. What a year you had a year ago. Good work out of you, Tom. Good work, Matthew. Thanks to all of you. Be well. Have a great night. Enjoy the sports. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Libations Friday.
You know when you have to make a hard choice? Like between chocolate brownie fudge or lavender ice cream? Well, where it gets really tough is choosing an internet and wireless carrier. Like, do you choose fast gig speed internet or one that blocks malware? And then what about wireless? Do you choose unlimited with 5G or the most reliable network nationwide? Or wireless that's number one in customer satisfaction? Well, with Xfinity, you don't have to choose because you can get all of that with Xfinity. It's internet and wireless so good, it keeps one-upping itself. Get Xfinity internet and mobile together for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Visit an Xfinity store to learn how our Switch Squad makes everything fast and easy. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 11/15/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply. Compares optimized pricing to top carriers. Xfinity internet required.